Access is often not well planned. The NHCRP Report 581 offers similar guidance for exit ramps, stating that it is desirable for existing traffic to depart through the lanes at the mainline speed and not reduce speed while occupying the mainline through lane. To achieve this with large trucks exiting the workway, to enter a work zone requires an increase in deceleration or stopping distance that is not needed for passenger cars. This comparison of stopping distances for cars and trucks indicates the increased stopping distance that might be required for construction vehicles exiting mainline roads into construction activity areas. Work zone acceleration and deceleration lanes that meet the design criteria for permanent facilities are desirable, but providing these lane lengths is not often practical. Thus, NHCRP Report 581 provided several rules of thumb as options to guide designers. Provide at least 300 feet of acceleration lane. Provide at least 70% of the permanent roadway criteria length. Traffic volumes, mainline and entrance ramp, and site distance are sometimes considered in determining the minimally acceptable acceleration lane length for a specific location. Employ traffic control measures, e.g. stop, yield, and other signs, to mitigate less than desirable acceleration or deceleration lane lengths. Although workspace access from highway main lanes has traditionally been left up to the contractor to handle, some agencies have adopted standards for workspace access points to minimize those speed differentials. This is an example of a standard workspace access plan for freeways, adopted by the Ohio Department of Transportation. As part of its ongoing review of work zone activities and continuous improvement processes, the Ohio Department of Transportation noted a recurring problem regarding crashes that appeared to result from conflicts between work vehicle access and egress to the workspace and motorists. As a result, a standard construction access point plan inset was developed to be followed by contractors when establishing these access and egress points on multi-lane divided facilities for use on, inside, and outside shoulders.